Welcome to Sublime Femme Podcast, where we delve into the wellness side of enlightening your life and igniting your soul fire to blaze with passion, sharing stories, strategies, and inspiration for you to live in divine wellness. I'm Irana Jian. If you want to live a healthier, happier, and on purpose life, this podcast is for you. Subscribe to get notified each time we release a new episode. Hey beauty, welcome today. Today our theme is easy breezy, when less is more. So I want to tell you that I write these episodes because I love writing. One of the reasons I created a podcast is because I love writing and I get inspired and I write articles and blog posts. So sometimes it may feel like I'm reading because I'm reading what I write and then I'm commenting on it. So just on the side to say that. So this morning I'm very inspired with this episode. What would your life be if you did only what was easy for you? You see, I grew up hearing these words. Earning money is not easy. Creating a family is not easy. Work is not easy. Plus, a lot of competitive energy, comparison, judgment involved at home. It really stressed me out all my life. And this came with me for a long time. But not anymore, because I choose to live at my own terms. And I choose to live in the grace of simplicity, where less is more. This is a choice I made. I choose to live with the least resistance in my life. So I don't resist. I just try to allow things to happen and then change my course if I need or let things pass. And I choose to live like smooth sailing, going with what life brings, not rushing, rather walking at my own pace. I choose to live relaxed, meditating, to have a bit of distance from the mundane and being able to witness my life as I'm living it simultaneously. And I choose to live trusting life and myself, saying yes to mystery and to stepping into the unknown again and again, even if I fall. So this brings me in a zone of ease. And this is because I'm respecting my cycles, my rhythms, as they go changing in a day, in a month, in a year, in along my life too. As we change, our rhythms change. And these are the cycles of life. So we will talk about ease today. Because while our social conditioning says things like pay your dues, put in your time, prove yourself, check the right box, stay the course, meet expectations, now. Nothing worthwhile comes easily. Good things do come to those who work hard. Hard work pays off. Remember, no pain, no gain. So this is what we are told all the time. This is what society is telling us all the time. Plus competitiveness in this world and comparison. So this is the myth of endurance. You can choose to believe it to varying degrees or not, and this is up to you. But choosing the path of living easy can be incredibly beneficial for you. Opting for ease can guide you to open, expansive spaces. It's an elegant, effective, and graceful decision, a wonderful way to show yourself kindness and allow your creativity to unfold as you release any self-imposed barriers or imposed by society. So by choosing the easy route, you are allowing inspiration to guide you and inviting positive changes in your life. And let's be real though, there are two kinds of easy. Yes, there is cheap easy. Cheap easy loves asking for a discount. Cheap easy can't see that some setbacks can actually lead to success. She sticks with a less than ideal relationship because it seems easier than dealing with emotional fallout and dividing up belongings. Cheap Easy often feels desperate and constantly searches for options and may also cheat to get what she wants. Choosing the easiest path isn't about taking shortcuts, nor settling for less than great results. It's not cheap easy. Choosing the easiest path is about choosing what feels good for you. It's about finding the most effective way forward without losing your time and your energy and giving your power away. Having the courage to choose consciously and say no just because this is your truth. It's about planting your seeds in the best soil for the greatest chance of success. Quality Easy flows effortlessly with a gentle pull forward. She relies on her inner strength and respects herself deeply. She stays alert and avoids unnecessary stress, irritation, and negativity. As time goes on, she becomes more comfortable saying no to things that don't align with her true desires. Quality Easy does not fear being alone. She does not settle for less than she dreams of. She knows how to wait, for she's not desperate. She's okay with letting go and moving on because she knows change is coming. She doesn't waste her energy. It's that simple, most of the time. And that makes it easy. Quality Easy brings a sense of expansion to everything she does. She embraces the natural flow of life, accepting grace, and leans into the divine like flowers reaching for the sun. What gives you pleasure is the zone of ease. Instant gratification isn't always a bad thing, you know. We say all the time, don't get instant gratification because then the consequences. But sometimes instant gratification is a good thing as long as you can see the consequences and choose consciously that instant gratification. So, because why delay pleasure? Finding joy in the little things can make everything flow smoother with ease. So, whenever there is pleasure, there is ease. This is your zone of ease. But when it's pleasure, you need to see if that pleasure is a momentaneous pleasure that will create suffering afterwards, or is a pleasure that it's worth it because it will not hurt you or no one afterwards and later. So what shows you you're on your zone of ease? One of the things that really shows is pleasure. The other one is enthusiasm shows you your ease zone. Enthusiasm is a lifesaver, plain and simple. Easy feels like dreaming, like surrounding yourself with positivity. Easy feels like to have a good laugh, to relax, to be passionate. But there's nothing quite as effortless as being inspired. So enthusiasm is inspiration, actually. Your enthusiasm is like a compass pointing you towards your true strength and purpose. And ease, also, enthusiasm is pointing you where is that point of ease. When you feel enthusiastic, everything, ideas come to your mind, you become creative, you find ways to get where you want. It's a powerful state of mind, a heightened awareness that can propel you beyond your own limitations, your enthusiasm. When you are enthusiastic, you tap into a creative energy that can take you places you never imagined. You can create things that are out of your reach when you are enthusiastic, because nothing stops you. You are so positive and so trusting. So before you make any big decisions, before you take that leap of faith, before you step into the spotlight, remember the power of enthusiasm and ease. If you're not feeling that, then something is wrong. It's not time. So enthusiasm is the key to unlocking your full potential in the end and living a fulfilling life. Wherever you feel enthusiastic is the genuine yes. that will bring out the best of you and magnetize the resources you need to be within your reach. So enthusiasm is the beautiful beginning that changes everything. And you know, everything, always when we are starting a project or going into a new relationship or a new partnership or whatever, we are very enthusiastic. And slowly, slowly, this enthusiasm starts to wane. And this is worth talking about it, because this enthusiasm can start to wane either because you are coming out of balance and letting yourself and your enthusiasm go, and you are not standing your ground for your enthusiasm from the beginning and continuing with it. So either you are coming out of balance, or something is starting to go wrong along the way. So when you are enthusiastic about something and you start to lose that enthusiasm, you need to inquire into yourself. What is going out of balance? Is it me, or is it the situation, the project, or the relationship? So what brings you into your zone of ease? Trust is that brings you in the zone of ease. Trust is a state of love-filled delight in possibilities and joy at the possibility of actualizing these possibilities. Trust goes beyond merely claiming that possibility for oneself, to immersing oneself in it, to making it happen, to becoming one with that possibility. It gives us the enthusiasm, the energy, and the courage we need in order to leave the safe path, to stop aligning ourselves with the familiar and convenient and move into the zone of miracles. So when you feel trust, you get the courage and you see a possibility that wasn't available for you to see before. It was maybe there, but you couldn't see it. And when you start to trust, you allow yourself to leap with faith into the unknown. And there is where magic happens. There is when you come into your new slate, your clean slate, your new life, where you reset your life, because you are not repeating your past into the future. When you leap into the unknown, you are leaping to the other side of the river, to the other side of the bridge, into a new reality you didn't know. So you start to create something from zero. And trust in that moment creates ease like magic, because you become so light when you trust. Trust is primal to your creativity. Trust is essential to falling in love with people, with causes, with yourself, and with ease itself. So trust is primordial to ease. So how can you try easy and being at ease? Number one, put all your energy in anything you are doing. So these are all tips I wrote down for you, so you can start coming into that zone of ease. Number one, you put all your energy in anything you do. And when we involve ourselves completely in what we are doing, we begin to come into a zone of ease. If we are doing what is good for us. If you put all of yourself and still you are not finding ease, then you shouldn't be there. You have to get out of there. Number two, allow yourself to slow down, even if the wheel is spinning fast, because you feel it and it makes you feel more at ease to slow down. So sometimes we go into this doing, running, and we start to feel really, you know, tense and grounded and anxious. And this is really the point of unease, not ease. So to come into that point of ease, slow down. When you don't have time, when you feel there is no time, there is not enough time, you cannot take time for yourself or anything. Even though you feel there is no time, if you slow down, time will slow down and ease will come, will arise. Try it. It's really very powerful because you create the illusion of time going fast or time going slow. You can slow time and make it work for you instead of running after time. If something feels like struggle, try doing it in a different way or consider that it may not be for you since you are not at ease. And then start off with the simple stuff. You know, finding ease is not putting yourself into doing, for example, first the things that are difficult. Instead, if you have a task to do and within this task there are easy things and more difficult things, do first the things that are more simple for you and make you come into that state of ease. Then it will be more easy to do the difficult stuff too, because you are already involved there and you are already in that mood of easiness. So begin by choosing to do the project or task that feels easiest and more inspiring to you. What do you already have a good handle on? This one, choose. So where do your strengths lie? Focus on your strengths, right? Whatever is your strength make you feel at ease. So even when it has to do with you, with coming at ease with yourself, focus on your strengths instead of focusing on your weaknesses. With your mind, with the things you choose to do also, focus on creating projects that, doing things that are in your strength, not in your weaknesses. And take things one step at a time and you'll be able to tackle the bigger challenges with a sense of ease too. So when it comes to people, think about what you appreciate about the other person that you can focus on the same way. Instead of focusing on the things that you don't appreciate from a person, to find ease with that person and to ease the relationship, appreciate about the other person what is good. Focus on what you appreciate about this person. Speak about the things that are easy to express first. Then see what else do you need to express. So what do you need primarily to access the zone of ease? This is a good question. You need to be at ease within yourself, really. And to be at ease within yourself, you need clarity and you need balance. Because the truth is that when we are not feeling at ease inside of ourselves, nothing feels easy. Just think when you're sad or when you are exhausted or when you are anxious or stressed, nothing feels good outside of you because you are not at ease. So when we don't feel good in our own skin, there is no point talking about finding ease in our activities or in a relationship or in the world. Ease is the metric for knowing when you are going out of balance. Ease is balance. Not at ease is being out of balance. And when you are chronically not at ease, persisting for a long time or constantly recurring, your unease is constantly coming back, this is what we call disease. So I will repeat this because it's very important to understand. When you are at ease, this is your point of balance. When you are not at ease, you are out of balance. But when your uneasiness stays chronical, chronic comes from the word, the Greek word that means chronos, which is time. Yes? When unease persists for a long period of time, we call it chronic. And then, or if it's coming back and back and back, the sense of not being at ease, it's chronic too. This is when disease happens. This is what we call disease. So to say, balance is ease and chronic imbalance is disease. So I hope this makes you consider learning the methodology of how to live in balance. This is the why I do what I do, to teach you balance, which is yoga. Yoga means union or balance. And here comes something very, very interesting. One of the gifts of yoga and its sister Ayurveda is their ability to grow in us the sensitivity to our own prana or life force, so that we learn to move through life with steadiness and ease. These two concepts of being in steadiness, in a posture that should be stable and comfortable, and more literally translated as abiding in a good space, aka a space of ease, this is indicating us that practicing yoga on and off the mat requires from us to integrate our body and ourselves, our breath, our mind, and our presence into the practice and our life. This is balance. It requires balance, stability, and ease, either on the mat or off the mat, requires balance. Becoming established in a good space, in a space of ease, is only possible when we cultivate stability of a healthy lifestyle, a healthy life force, which means feeling vibrant. And this is a process that extends beyond the edge of our yoga mat into every aspect of our daily lives. When we start infusing our lifestyle, diet, and context with stability and ease, we pave the way for a life of balance and spiritual insight. So there is so much depth to this. So I ask you to reflect. And moreover, when we are practicing yoga, and this is something I always emphasize on in my classes, like in life, the ease of our breath is what indicates if we are stable, this means balance, if we are balanced, or we are out of alignment or pushing ourselves too much. Now, bring this also off the mat. The same that we do on the mat is what happens in our life. So your breath always will indicate you if you are in balance or out of balance, if you are at ease or unease. So here are some questions to find out and take aligned action. Maybe you want to write down these questions if you are sitting and you can write. Do you actually feel at ease in your body with your thoughts and with your emotions? Do you sleep well? Do you wake up feeling enthusiastic to start your day? Are you inspired by what you are doing day in, day out? Do you feel light or heavy? What feels easy in your life? What doesn't? If you feel your life is easygoing, then you might be in alignment with your purpose and honoring your cycles and rhythms. But if it feels like heavy, boring, or struggle, then maybe it's time to consider generating some ease and balance to reset your life before it comes to become chronic. So connect with me. I'm here for you to thrive with ease. Ease feels like knowing without thinking, seeing without looking, and doing less but creating more. Sending you so much love, and see you in the next episode.